Today, Shir's a Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the beginning of the second Mishnah on the Amud. In the previous Parakim and Mishnayis, we have learned how Skila, Sreifa, and Hereg were administered by Bezdin, and now the Mishnah turns its attention to the Misa of Chenek. How exactly was choking done for anyone who did an aver for which he was chayiv misas chenek? Begins the Mishnah. Mitzvahs hanechnokin, the mitzvah of administering the death penalty, the capital punishment penalty of choking, was as follows. Hoyimishakin oiser bezevel, they would submerge the person who was going to get killed in manure, in zevel, adar kavoisev, until his knees. And this is the same as we learned previously concerning the Misa of Sreifa. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains the reason that it was in Zevil was so that he would not be able to jump around and prolong his own tsar. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says that Zevil is lav dafka, huadin, any other type of material that would prevent him from jumping around is acceptable as well. However, the Yad Ruma disagrees with the Rambam. The Yad Ruma learns it's bedafke zevel. And the reason is because in case, because of the pachad of Misa that was facing him, at the last moment of his life, he would have a bowel movement. And through that, he would become nizbazeh. Therefore, since he was in Zevel, he would not suffer that humiliation. The Torah was chas on a person, even such a Rosha, who was being punished with capital punishment, with chenek, but he should not suffer that extra humiliation. So therefore, this being in Zevel would cover up if such an accident would take place. So the Yad Ruma learned that it was bedafke in Zevel. Continues the Mishnah, v'noisin sudur kosher l'toich haraka, just like we had le'inin chenek, this was the method that they pulled on these ropes in order, these cloths, in order to open up his mouth to put in the hot item that killed him. Here, they used the same method in order to choke him. They could not use soft sudur itself, because that was not strong enough to do the actual choking. On the other hand, to only use a kasha, a sudur kasha, is also not acceptable because it would cause him extra tsar, it would disfigure him, and therefore they used the method of the strength of the sudur kasha, and it was wrapped within a raka, so it would not cause him any extra pain or disfigurement. V'noisin sudur kasha l'toich haraka, the sudur kasha, the strong sudur was put within the soft one. V'koyra chatzavari, he wraps it around his neck. Zeh moishach etzlei, this witness would pull towards him. V'zeh moishach etzlei, the other witness on the other side would pull the other part of the sudur towards him. Ad shenafshe yoitzas, until his life would go out, until he would be choked. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa based on a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which states, the ish asher yinaf es eishes ish, asher yinaf es eishes re'eyu, mois yumas hanoyef hanoyefes, that if someone has illicit relations with an Ashes Ish, the Ashes Re'eu, the wife of his friend. So the man and the woman who committed this illicit act would receive death. And we learn that Mois Yumas refers to the Misa of Chenek. And the Gemara will explain to us how exactly we understand that Mois Yumas refers to Chenek. But from various words here in the Pasuk, we learn out certainly Mudim. So the first limit is from the first word in the pasuk, v'ish asher yinaf, that the one who is doing the avera is an ish. From this we learn out, prat lekotan. This excludes a katan, that a katan who does the avera would not receive Mises Chenek. And the question that all the Rishonim ask, we know that a katan is not a bar oinshin. What do we need a special pasuk to memayit katan from the Aveira of Eishes Ish? And the Rishonim give various terutzim. The Rajban, the name of the Rivid, tells us that we're speaking about a katan who's ben tes v'yom echad, and where he has hana in his bia, and I would have had a hava mina that he would be chayiv, as the Eshel of Ram explains the Rivid, because just like we find about ben Sarur Moira, he is killed. He's nidden al shem seifai, because on the path that he's going to rebel against Yahadus, and therefore he's killed right after his bar mitzvah. So too, I would have thought that if a ben tes can do such a despicable act, he should also be chayv misa. Therefore, I need a pasuk that here is no different than anywhere else in the Torah. Ish prat lekotan, even a ben tes who has anor from his bia, yet he will not be put to death. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon Hashas brings Tais and Kedushin Daf Yotes, and so also we find on the right side in the margin a Hagah that brings down this Taisus and various other Taisin throughout Shas, that I would have thought that a cotton would be killed daima to a behemo, where if someone is over on Mishkav with a behemo and that person is put to death, we do not allow the behemoth to remain alive because of the bezoyin, that this was the behemoth through which someone lost his life. So to here, I would have thought, because of the kolon ha'isha, because of the bezoyin to the woman, that it is this cotton who caused the isha to be killed, I would have thought that the cotton is also chayiv misa. Kamash malon, no, that even though the isha will be killed, but the cotton will not be killed. And the Hagah on the right side, further down, brings down a final teretz from the Smug, that the Smug says, we need this pasuk not, as we learned before from Tosfos Kedushin, for a katan above tes, but rather a katan who's less than tes. Because by a katan who's less than tes, his bia is not considered a bia, and therefore the woman will not receive misa because of Eishes Ish. As the Smug says, to tell me that a katan himself is potter, that's pashit. A katan is always potter. But the chiddush is that if it's less than a ben tes, the woman wouldn't be chayiv misa either. Whereas if he is a ben tes, the Gemara in Nida tells us that on a bi of a ben tes, although he's potter, the woman would be chayiv misa. So I need this pasuk here, according to the Smug, ish prat lekotan, that if it's less than a ben tes, even the woman would not be chayiv misa. Continues the Gemara to darshan the next part of the pasuk. The pasuk states, asher yinaf es eishes ish. So I learn out prat la'eishes kotan, that if the Eishes Ish was married to a cotton, as Rashi says, a cotton ain't like Kedushin, she's not considered an Eishes Ish. And therefore, someone who had illicit relations with a cotton's wife is not over on the Isser of Eishes Ish, is not Chayiv Misa. Tosfos, the second bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Prat La'eishes Kotan, points out that although Legabe various dinim in the Torah, for example, a Omo Evriya, there could be a din yiyud to someone's son who is a ben tes. The Odin's son is a ben tes. There could be yiyud to the Omo Evriya. So we do find a Kedushin Minatayra to a ben tes by an Omo Evriya. Or by Yibum, if the brother was nifter without children, and the surviving brother is a ben tes, there would be a din yibum. So we do find that by a ben tes v'yom echad, in certain halachas of the Torah, that there is a kiddushin between an ish and an isha, but regular, if it's not yiyud, if it's not yibum, a regular kiddushin of a katan is not a kiddushin, and that is what the pasuk is memayit, Eishes Ish, Prat La'eishes Katan. The Pasuk continues, Eishes Re'eyu. So I learn out, Prat La'eishes Acherim, the woman of others. Who's others? So Rashi and Tosfos both say this refers to a kusi, means a akum, a goy, that there's no ishes to a goy. that if a Yid, if a Jew was mezaneh with a Jewish woman who was married to a goy, he was not over on an iser eishes ish to be mechayev him misa. The Yad Rama points out that although goyim between themselves, there is ishus, and there would be a chiyuv misa, but for a Jew to be mezaneh with the wife of a goy, a Jewish wife of a goy, there would be no iser misa. Although Tosfos adds, afal gav dein misa, in the bottom Tosfos divrei maskil prat leishus acherim, he says, even though there's no misa, but azharas isura mia ikot, there is an iser, and he brings a raya from Yefas Toyer, that a Yefas Toyer who's married, she has to go through a whole procedure in order to be matter here. And that was Leidibritaril Kneged Yetzer Aran. That circumstance, the Torah permitted the Isser of Yefas Toyer. But we see that without that special mitigating circumstance, there would be an Isser for the Yid to have relations with the married Goy, although there would not be a Chiyuv Misa. Continues the Pasuk. What's the Oynish for having relations with an Ashes Ish? The Pasuk says, Mois Yumas. What does Mois Yumas mean? Which kind of Misa? Bechanik. Choking. Ato Emre Bechanik. You're telling me Mois Yumas means Chanik? Maybe it means any one of the other Misas, Skilus, Reif, or Herig. How do you know it means Chanik? So Amrad, I'll tell you that Kol Mokum Shenemer Misa B'Torah Stam, wherever it says Stam Misa in the Torah, and it doesn't specify one of the other three Arba Misas Bezin, Eina Torah Shoyin L'Moish Chalahachmor L'El L'Hakala. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi, as the Gemara is going to explain on the next Amud, that Rabbi Yoshi is of the opinion, like the Rabbonon, that the easiest of the Dalad Misas is Chenek, and it's Halach L'Moish Mesina that there are four Misas. So Rav Yoshia says, we don't find the Oynish of Chenek in the Torah, and we know that there are four Halach L'Moish Mesinai, and we find the other three Chiyuvim Misa are written, Skilus, Reif, and Herig, so it must be that wherever the Torah didn't specify what the Oynish Misa for that particular Avera is, Stam Mois Yumas must mean the easiest one, which is Chenek, according to the Sheet of the Chacham. Rabbi Yonason disagrees, and he says, Loimipnei shehi kala, as the Gemara on the next Amud will explain, that Rabbi Yonason is of the opinion like Rabbi Shimon, that in fact, Chenek is not the easiest. Herig is the easiest. Rabbi Shimon's order of the Arba Mises is Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Herig. So Rabbi Yonason says, it's not because Stam Misa is the easiest, and you have no right to be Moshech to pull it to a harder one. When the Torah told you Stam, you always take the easier one. That's not the reason. Because in fact, Herig is the easiest. We just have to say that any Stam Misa refers to Chenek, even though it's the second easiest one. It's not the easiest one. And what's the logic of that? Why in fact is Stam Misa Chenek? Maybe it should be Herig, the easiest, according to Rav Shimon. Einichlam Rav Yoshi holds like Rav Shimon, and that's why he can't say you go after the easiest one. But maybe it should be the easiest one. It should be Herig. So Rabbi Oimer, on that, Rabbi explains the words of Rabbi Yoshi, because Nemar Misa B'Dei Shemayim. We find in the Torah Misa B'Dei Shemayim. V'Nemar Misa B'Dei Adam. And we find Misa B'Dei Adam, the word Stam Mois Yumas. So I learn out, Ma Misa Amur B'Dei Shemayim, Misa Shem B'Roshim, just like the Misa B'Dei Shemayim is a Misa where you can't see any after effect, because Hashem just takes away the Neshama of the person, Af Misa Amur B'Dei Adam, Misa Shem B'Roshim. The Misa that we're discussing is not Skila L'Moshel, where you could tell that the person was stoned, but it has to be such a Misa where you cannot see any Roshim. Herig, we see the person is beheaded. So there is a Roshim. There is an effect of the Misa. This has to be such a Misa where there is no effect. Now Rashi brings down, where do we find Misa B'Dei Shemayim? So Rashi brings by Aaron Oinon, where they were killed. Rashi brings the Pasuk by Oinon. Vayomas gam oisoyim, Breishas Lamed Ches. And it also says, Misa B'Dei Adam, Mois Yumas. So I learn out one from the other that both are without any Roshim. The question that I had when I learned this Rashi is, why did Rashi skip the first time it's mentioned Misa over there concerning air? It says, Vayimiseu Hashem, Hashem killed him. So why doesn't Rashi bring that pasuk? Why does Rashi skip to the second time where we find Misa B'dei Shemaim, which is Vayomes Gamoy Soy, Hashem killed the second son of Yehuda, Oinan, as well. Why doesn't he stick with Er? So I found that the Margolius Hayam asked this kasha, and he niach b'tzarachin, he doesn't give a teretz. Perhaps one could say b'doichik that Rashi was trying to find the most similar pasuk to Chenek, which we say is Mois Yumos. That would be similar to the pasuk there where it says Vayomes Gamasoy, whereas by Er there it says Vayimiseyu Hashem. So it's telling you that the Misa came about through Hashem. So it is not as equal as the second pasuk by Onan of Vayomes Gamoisoy. That is more similar in structure to Mois Yumos of Chenek of Misa B'dei Adam. So perhaps that's why Rashi chose the second pasuk. But again, the Margolius Hayam does not give any answer to this question. Continues the Gemara. Ve'ema, if you're telling me that the Misa of Chenek by Eishes Ish is not because we go to the easiest, because Chenek according to Reb Shimon and Reb Yonis go through the sheet of Reb Shimon is not the easiest, but rather because it has to be a Misa Shem Baroishim, like Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Eima Sreifa. So I have another Misa where there's no Roishim, where they would put the hot lead into the person and it would burn out his insides, but on the outside you wouldn't see any effect. His body was whole. So maybe it's Misa Sreifa. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be Sreifa by Eishes Ish, because Midam Rachman a Bas Koyin b'Sreifa. Because if a Bas Koyin is Mizana, her Oinish is Sreifa. So she is different than a regular Eishes Ish. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to say here, it's Sreifa. Mechlal deha lav Bas Sreifi. So it must be that a regular Eishes Ish, where the Torah didn't single it out, that must be different. It must not be Sreifa. And it has to be a Misa Shem Baroishim. It can't be Skeel or Herig because they do have a Roishim. The only Einish that I have left is Chenek. So that's how, according to Rabbi Einison, Rabbi explains Rabbi Einison words that the Misa by Eishes Ish is Chenek. As we turn to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Alf Bish, Shlomo Rabbi Einison. So now the Gemara asks, it's good according to Rabbi Einison, Kidakom Afarish Rabbi Taima, as Rabbi explained his reason. It has to be a Misa Shem Baroishim. It can't be Sreifa because Bas Koyin receives Sreifa. So Eishes Ish regular, who's not a Bas Koyin, must receive something else. It has to be Shem Baroishim. So it must be Chenek. El Rabbi Yoshia. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, because you're always going with the easiest one, Mimaideke Chenek Baalim, how do we know that there's an Einish of Chenek to begin with? A Messiah. Maybe there's only three Mises Bez and Rashi explains, and the easiest one is Sayyid. Amar Rava, so Rava answers what Rashi already brought down on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Arba Mises Gemor Gemirulu. We knew a halach l'maish Messinai, Rabbi Yoshia knew that there are four Mises Bezdin. And therefore, Rabbi Yoshia said that the other three are listed in various places in the Torah, Herig, Skilus, Reifa. It must be that the Torah understood that Chazal would understand that if it says it's stum, we go with the easiest one because we don't want to pull it to a harder one. And what's the stum? That must be the fourth one that's not mentioned, and that's the one of Chenek. Now the Gemara explains what Rav Yoinesin said to Rav Yoshia, my loy mipnei shikala. What was that response that Rav Yoinesin said to Rav Yoshia? Of, not because it's the easiest one. What was he alluding to? To get more answers, as we've explained it before, kamiflugli bepluktu Reb Shimon Rabbanan. They are arguing in the machlokes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. You, Rabbi Yoshia, hold, like the Rabbanan, that Chenek is the easiest one. So you can say that Stam, Misa, Hamur, Batara is always the easiest one. There's four Arba Mises Bezdin, and the Stam is always the easiest one. But I hold like Reb Shimon, so I hold that Chenek is not the easiest one. Chenek is the second easiest one. The easiest one is Hereg. So I have to have a different reason why Stam, Misa is Chenek. The answer is a Misa Shem by Roshem, and it can't be Sreifa, it must be Chenek. Now, Rav Zeira asks the Kasha Tabaya, which seems not to have shaykhs with our sugi here of Chenek. It seems to have more shaykhs with the next Mishnah, which is speaking about those averis for which one is chayiv skila. The Adruma explains, because in the Masa Matan of the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, why does Eishes Ish receive Chenek? She should receive Skila. Because of that Kasha, we bring in this whole Inyan. Amrle Rav Zeira Labaya. So Rav Zeira asked the Kasha Tabaya. We know, as Rashi brings down here, there's a list of Averis in the Torah, where the Torah says, Beferish, that the person who does them receives Skila. For example, Avodah Zarah, Naira Marasa, a person's Mechal Shabbos, two kinds of sorcery, Oiv Yadayni, a person who's Mevorech Hashem, blasphemy, Megadef. These are all written Beferish Skila. There are other Averis where it's not written Beferish Skila, and we learn it Agzeir Shava from Oiv Yadayni. So Rav Zeira asks Abaye, Shar in Eskol and Deloik Sivbu Skila, where it's not written Beferish in the Torah Skila, the Gomri, me Oiv Yadayni, and we learn it through Agzeir Shava of Oiv Yadayni, B'mai Gomri, with what? What are the extra words, Rashi explains, that make it Mufna, that it's extra, and we can learn out, derive Agzeir Shava, because we have no use of those words, they are superfluous. B'mai Gomri, is it B'mois Yumsu Gomri? Do we learn it from Oiv Yadayni through the words Mois Yumsu? Oiv Dmeyam Bum Gomri? Do we learn it from the words Dmeyam Bum? The Pasuk by Oiv Yadayni is V'ish Oisha Ki Yiabem Oiv Yadayni Mois Yumsu Be'evin Yirgmoisam Skila. You stoned them. Dmeyam Bum, and their blood is in them. In other words, they're going to die. So we have clearly that we're speaking about Skila. We have the words Mois Yumsu. We have the words Dmeyam Bum. The question is, with what do we make the Gzeir Irishava? Which words? Is it Dmeyam Bum or is it Mois Yumsu? Omar Leibe Dmeyam Bum Gemiri. It must be from Dmeyam Bum Gemiri. That's the Gzeir Irishava. De'i B'Mois Yumsu Gemri. If we're learning it from Mois Yumsu, Dmeyam Lomeli. So what do I need those words for? They don't teach us anything. So the Gemara asks, let's go the other way. Elamai b'dmeim d'meim gomri. You're saying the Gzeir Shav is from d'meim d'meim. That by Oiv Yadayni it says d'meim. And then you learn it out to these other averas where it also says d'meim. Even though it doesn't say skila, it means skila because I learned it from Oiv Yadayni. So mois yumsu lomali. So I can ask you the question reverse. What do you use mois yumsu? What do you need that for? Why do I say it only makes sense if we learn it out from the words d'meim d'meim? Because otherwise, what would I use? Why does it make sense then? You're telling me if it would learn it from Mois Yumsu, I'd have no other lesson from Dmeyam Dmeyam. So it must be from Dmeyam Dmeyam. And if I learn from Dmeyam Dmeyam, what's the lesson from Mois Yumsu? So Gemara says, no. Mois Yumsu, I have a very good lesson. Kedesani, like we learned in the Braisa. Mois Yumas Hamaka Ritzeyachu, the one who kills someone else, he's a Ritzeyach, and he should die. Ainli Elbemisak Suvaboy. I only know the Misa that's written there. Minayin, Herig, Saif, Minayin, She'im, Iyatayochla, Misa, B'misa, Ksuvah. How do I know that if I see him running away, gets on a boat, and he's fleeing, there's no way I'm going to be able to kill him with a Saif, with a sword. How do I know, Shatam, Misa, B'chol, Misa, Shatayochla, Misa? How do I know I can kill him with any means of death that's at my disposal? For example, I'll shoot an arrow and kill him that way. Maybe I have to do it only with Herig, and if I can't do it with Herig, he gets away scot-free. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas Hamak Mikol Mokoim. It says those words, Mois Yumas, that he has to die no matter what. Yes, the preferred way is Herig, but if he can't affect Herig, you kill him in any way, he cannot go scot-free. So that's what I learned out from Mois Yumas. So Memela Demeim is extra. So Demeim I used for Gzeir Shav. Armalei Rav Achmi Difti Ravina. Rav Achmi Difti said to Ravina, he saw that Rav Zeira is leading up to something. That apparently, if I learn it out from Demeim, and I might use Mois Yumas to tell me that he dies with any Misa that's at my disposal, if I can't kill him in the way that he's supposed to be killed, everything works out fine. But if I would learn it out from Mois Yumas, the Gzeir Shava, and I'd have Dmeyam extra, then I'd have problems. What would be the problem? What's bothering you if we would learn it that way? Ve'i b'Mois Yumsu Gamri, my kokashalei. What was difficult to Rav Zeira that if you'd learn it that way, I'd have a problem? So the Gemara says, let's analyze. Eilema, Ashes, Ishkakashale, if you're going to tell me that what bothered Reb Zeira is that if you're going to learn Mais Yumas, if that's the Gzeira Shava from Ivya Deaini for Skila, for Kalatara Kula, so I have a Kasha on Ashes Ish, and that's why we bring this whole Sugi in, as the Yad Ramah explained before. The Kasha is, how do I know that Ashes Ish is Bechanic? The only way we learned it was on Nun Beis Amid Beis, Mais Yumas Bechanic. As we learned that, Rabbi Yonason learned this his way, Rabbi Yosha learned it his way, but it was from the words Mois Yumas. But once you're telling me that Mois Yumsu Bayavi are the words from which the Gzeir Shav is made for Skila for Cholatar Kula, so Eishas Ish itself, how do I know it's Bechanic? Maybe she should be with Skila. Lemaisi Veligmer Mois Yumas Bayavi Adaini, Malaham Beskila of Kambeskila. That was bothering Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, if you're telling me demand bomb, so demand bomb, it doesn't say by Eishas Ish. So then I can darshan that Mois Yumas by Eishas Ish refers to Chenik. Fine. But if you're going to learn it bedafkra from Mois Yumsu, so then why don't I learn that Eishas Ish receives Skila as well? I'm not going to give her the easiest Misa, which is Chenik, or the Misa Shein by Roishim, which is Chenik. I'll give her the same as Ivy Adani. That was bothering Rab Zeira if you would have gone that Mahalach. But that's not a problem. That couldn't have been bothering Rab Zeira. Why, says the Gemara, Midam Rachman Arusa Beskila, since we find by Naira Murasa that she gets Skila, Mechlal Denesu Alav Beskila, she has a different Oynish than a married woman. She's singled out that she gets Skila. So that from that I see that I can't learn from Oivy Adani to Eishas Ish, because Naira Murasa gets Skila, not Eishas Ish. Therefore, it must be that Eishas Ish gets Chenik. So that could not have been Rav Zera's problem. Ella, Rav Zera's problem could have been this. Mak of Vimoy, the Gemara later in Daf Petalim Abayis, learns out that if someone hits his father or his mother, he gets Chenik. Kokashale, that was bothering Rav Zera. Why? Lemeisi v'ligmer moivy adayni. Let's learn that out by Ivy Adani. It says, Mois Yumas by Mak of Vimoy. It says it by Ivy Adani. If those are the words that you learn in Gzeir Shava and not the Mayim Bum, so then why don't you learn Skila by Makav V'imoy? So I have a problem. I have a problem on your problem. In other words, your problem is not a problem. Why? Ad the Gamri Ma'iv Yadani, Ligmar V'Eishas Ish. Once you've established that Eishas Ish is Bechanic. Because Naira Maras is Beskila, so Eishas Ish, you said, can't be the same as Naira Maras Beskila, has to be Bechanic. So now I have a choice. I have either to learn Mois Yumasu from Ma'iv Yadani Beskila, or Mois Yumas from Eishas Ish Bechanic. We always have a rule that you always learn the easier Misa. So I had the Gamri Ma'iv Yadani, Ligmar Ma'ishas Ish. You never pull harder, you always go easier. So that wouldn't be a problem. That couldn't be Rav Zeira's problem. Omar Lei. So the Gemara says that Rav Vina answered Rav Achim Adiftik's question and said, you know what was bothering Rav Zeira? Not anything to do with Chenik, like Ma'ishas Ish or Maka Avimai. What was bothering him are the other Niskalin that we learn out from Ivy Adani. Armalei Sharon Eskol and Gufayu Kokashale. They themselves were difficult to Rav Zeira. The Ibi, Mois Yomas Gomri. If you're not going to learn it from Dmeyim, you're going to learn it from Mois Yomas. So then I talk, I have a good problem. Ad the Gamri, Mois Yadani. What are you learning Mois Yomas from Ivy Adani? Lahakam or Skila? Ligmer Meshes Ish. Learn it out from Meshes Ish, because there it means Chenik. So that's not a good way if you're going to learn out all the Neskolan that are not written Befurish from the words Mois Yumsu and not from Dmeyim Bom, because then I have a problem. Why learn them out from Ivy Adani, which is a harder Misa? Learn it out from Meshes Ish, which is an easier Misa. Our rule is, when you have a choice, you always go with the easier one. So that would have been a problem to Rav Zeira. But now that you're telling me that you learn out all the other Oinchim of Skila, which are not written Mefurish, not from the words Mois Yumsu, but rather from the words Dmeyim Bom, so now it's very good, because by Eishas Ish it doesn't say Dmeyim Bom, so I have a good rule. If it says Mois Yumas, then you take the easier Misa, which is Chenik, like Eishas Ish. But if it says Mois Yumas, but it also says Dmeyim Bom, then Dmeyim Bom teaches you that you have to learn it from Ivy Adaini, and then the Oinish, in fact, will be the harder one, which is Skila, and then Rav Zeira has no issue. Continues the Mishnah, Elu Hena Niskolin. The Mishnah will now enumerate those averes for which one would receive Mises Bezdin of Skila if it was done b'mezid, with a warning, with Hasro and with Edim. Without Edim and Hasro, it would be a Chi of Koris. And b'shogeg, the person would be chayv to bring a Korban Chatas. Rashi points out, as we learned in the previous Gemara, that certain Isurim that are chayv skila are written beferish in the Torah, and others are learned from Exerer Shava, Demeyam Bom, which we learn out from Ovi Yadoni, just like there it's a chayv skila, so too these averes where it's written Demeyam Bom, there is also a onesh of skila. And now the Mishnah enumerates these averes. Eluin on the skullin, Habala aim, if somebody has a relationship with his mother, Val Esha Sa'av, or he has a relationship with his father's wife who is not his mother, Vala Kala, or he has a relationship with his daughter-in-law, Vala Zocher, he has relations with another male, Mishkav Schur, Val HaBehema, or with an animal, V'ho Ish, or a woman, HaMeviyo Es HaBehema, Rashi adds the word Olah, she brings the animal upon herself, and has bia with the animal. V'hamagadev, someone who is blasphemy, is mevorech Hashem. V'ho'oyver avodes kechavim, somebody who serves idols. V'hanoysen mizari l'moylech, someone who goes through the procedure of giving his child to the molech. Rashi says that this Tanakh considers this a separate aver from avodah zorah, because this Tanakh considers it a chok, a law that one would pass his child over the fire as a chok for the molech, but it's not considered avodah zarah, and therefore it's listed as a separate aver. Ubal oivi yadayni, these are two types of sorcery for which one is chayv skila. Vamachalas haShabbos, a person who desecrates Shabbos, the lamates malachas of Shabbos. V'amakalel of a ve'imoy. We learned previously that if someone hits his father or mother, he receives chenek. Rashi explains that if he curses his father and mother with the Shem Hashem, then he's doing two things wrong at the same time. A, he's embarrassing his parents. B, he's using Hashem's name for naught, levatola, and therefore the onish of a makalel of Ve'imoy using Hashem's name is Beskila. V'habal Naira Marasa, he has relations with a Naira Marasa. V'hamesis v'amediach, mesis is he influences a yochid, an individual, to serve Avodah Zarah. A mediach is where he influences rove of a city to serve Avodah Zarah. V'hamachashev, kishav, sorcery. Uben Sarah Amara, all of these are chayiv skila, and in the ensuing parakim and mishnayis, the Mishnah and Gemara will explain these various averis. And now the Mishnah tells us, habo al ha'aim chayiv ala mishum aim umishum eishas av. The Tanakhama holds, based, as Rashi brings down on the Gemara in Makkos, that for one guf, on Daf Yadala, the Gemara tells us there in Makkos, that even though the person is doing the aver with another individual, they can be chayiv for two averas at the same time. For example, if his mother is also his father's wife, because it's possible for this lady to be his mother and not his father's wife, or it could be his father's wife and she's not his mother, but if she's both a mother and the father's wife, for the same avera, he is chayiv on two averas, one for aim and one for eishes av. If it's done b'mezid with hasra, of course it's a moot issue that there are two averas for which he's chayiv skila, because you can only kill him once. The nafgimina will be b'shogeg, that for one guf, he will still be chayiv to bring two chatos. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, Eina chayv ela mishum Ha'aim Bilvad. He's only chayv for one, for aim, not for Eshes Av. The Gemara will give different explanations in Rav Yehuda why he has the Shita and is mechulik with the Tana Kama. Habal Eshes Av. If he has relations with his father's wife, chayv mishum Eshes Av. He's chayv for Eshes Av, but he's also chayv in the same guf, with the same one individual. He's chayv another aver, mishum Eshes Ish. She's also a woman who's married to another man, which is the universal Isser of Eshes Ish. And now the Mishnah says, Bein b'chayi aviv, bein lachar mises aviv. He'll be chayiv whether he has relations with her during the lifetime of his father or after the death of his father. And Rashi explains that this is going on the Isser of Eshes Av, which is both Michayim and lachar mises aviv. However, Eshes Ish, that is only while his father is alive. After his father dies, there is no longer an Isser of Eshes Ish. However, the Isser of Eshes Av is Bein Mechaim, Bein Lachamis, and it's also Bein Mino Eris and Bein Mino Nisun. Whether his father married this woman, or whether his father only did Eris and only did Kedushin, as Rashi brings down, because we learn from the Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, that Meshas Lakicha Nekras Ishtoi, that from the time of Lakicha, she's already considered his wife. Legabi this halach of Eshes Av, and Lakicha means Kedushin. As we learned out, in Mesachta Kedushin, Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephron. And that's referring to the Zman of Erison of Kedushin, which precedes Nisuin. But that's enough for her to be called Eshes Av, and he'll be chayiv even if the father subsequent to the Erison died or was Megarish her, she remains Eshes Av, and he's over the Isser. Habal Kalas, if he has relations with his daughter-in-law, chayiv of Mishum Kalas, he's chayiv for the Aver of a Kalasai, his daughter-in-law, also Mishum Eshes Ish, and again, Bein Bechai Benoi, Bein Lachar Mises Benoi. And again, Rashi says that this phrase of the mission is only going on the Isser of Kalasi. Whether his son is alive or after the death of his son, she's still his daughter-in-law. However, Legabi, the Isser Eshes Ish, if the son dies, then she's no longer Eshes Ish. And he would not be chayv for Eshes Ish after the death of his son. But again, like we had before by Eshes Av, Beimen Erison, whether the son only made an Erison with this woman, Beimen Ansun, whether he actually married her, the halacha is that the father would be over on Kalasai, even if all the son did was Erison, because that's called Kicha, like we learned before from the Pasuk Ki Yikach Ish Isha, which refers to Kedushin, and that's enough for her to be called his daughter-in-law, and he'll be over on the Avera of Kalasai, and Bemeze with Hasra with Adam, he'll be Chayev Skila. Begins the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa differently than our Mishnah. The Tanya of the Braisa disagrees with our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanna Kamma, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're only chayv for aim, and you're never chayv for Eshes Av. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda qualifies, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im loy hoisim arui lo'aviv, if there was a problem, a halachic problem, there was an isser in the marriage of the father to this woman, so she wasn't roy, ein chayv ela mishum ein bilvad. She is his mother, but he will not be chayv for having relations with his father's wife, because we're speaking about a case where it was prohibited for his father to marry this woman, and therefore Kedushin are not Tyson, and she's never considered Eshes Av, and that's when Rabbi Yehuda said you'll only be chayv for aim alone and not Eshes Av. So he qualifies. If she's roy, if there was no problem in the marriage, there was no halachic problem, then he agrees with the Chachamim that the son will be chayv for aim and Eshes Av. But where there was a halachic problem, he'll only be chayv for aim. The Tanna of our Mishnah made no such distinction. But now the Gemara wants to analyze this Braisa. My ein roi loy. What does it mean that his mother was not roy for his father? Ilay mechayv krisus v'chayv mis bezdin. If we're speaking about a case where there was an arias here between the father and the mother, which was a chayv krisus or a chayv mis bezdin. And as Rashi brings down, we have the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Samaches, which tells us that Kedushin are not typhus, whether it's chayv mis bezdin or even if it's only a chayv krisus, Kedushin are not typhus. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the son had a relation with the mother, he would only be chayv on aim and not an Eshes Av. B'chlal de Rabbanan Savri, afal gav de'ena ru'i loy. Are you telling me then that the Rabbanan would hold that even if the parents were involved in a marriage which involved the Chayav HaKriyus or Chayav HaMisas Bezdin, and the son had relations with the mother, he would be over on not only Ein, but also Eishes Av? That's a problem. Holes like Kedushin Megavo. The Rabbanan are also might, everyone's might, at Ein Kedushin types of Chayav HaKriyus or Chayav HaMisas Bezdin. If so, how in fact is she considered Eishes Av, that the son should be over also on Eishes Av? Can't be. Elo Chayav HaLavim. So the Gemara answer must be speaking about she's not roy to the father because it's a chayv elavin, as Rashi brings down. Either she's a mamzeres to a Yisrael or an asina, or she is an almana to a kohen gadol. So the chachamim hold that kedushin are taifsin b'chayv elavin. Memela, the son who had relations with the mother, is not only over on Aim, he's also over on Eishasav, because she is Eishasav, the kedushin of the father was typhus in this woman, even though she's prohibited to him because of an Isser Lav. But Rabbi Yehuda suffer like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Kiva. The Amar and Kedusha typhus b'chayv elavin. Rashi brings down the psukim from which the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva darshan whether Kedusha are typhus b'chayv elavin or not. Rabbi Yehuda will hold like Rabbi Kiva that ain't Kedusha typhus b'chayv elavin. So she's not Eishes Av. She's only Aim, and you're only over for a Masa Rav Oishia. So Rav Oishia asks a question that I can prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Kedushin Taifsin B'chayv Elav. Why? Because we learned Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Chaltzis V'loy Mesiyav Mois. If a woman falls Liyibim, and this woman is either an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha, now Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha mean one of two things, and we're going to see there's going to be a machloik is what exactly these terms mean. But everyone agrees that between Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, you're referring to Shniyos Midrabanan, and you're referring to Chayv Elavin as well. So this Tan, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, holds that Isser Mitzvah refers to Shniyos. For example, a person can't have relations with his mother, and Midrabanan, they added even Aim Imoy, his grandmother. He can't have relations with Eishes Av, and the Rabbanan added, as an extra protection, a siyag, that even Eishes Aviyaviv, his grandfather's wife, he can't have relation with. So that is called an Isser Mitzvah, as we'll see, because Mitzvah Lishmael Divrei Chachamim, and also an Isser Kedusha, which refers to Chayv Elavin, for example, by a Kohen, a Grusha V'Chalutza to a Kohen Hedjit, or an almana l'kayin gadol. So in those cases, if they fall a yibam, chaltzais, you have to do chalitza, v'loy mesiyab is no yibam. If a chayvi krisis would fall, or a chayvi mises bezin would fall a yibam, then there's loy chaltzais, v'loy mesiyab mais. The isser is so strong that there's no zika whatsoever, and therefore there's no chalitza or yibam. However, here, there is zika. There is a mitzvah to do yibam, but one is not allowed to do yibam. But in order to remove the Zika, one has to do Chalitza. Rashi asked the Kasha, if let's say we're speaking about Chayv Elavin, why shouldn't there be a mitzvah of Yibm Asay Docha Los Asay? And Rashi answers that Ein Echanami, the first beer, which is the mitzvah of Yavama, Yavoy Aleha, that the Yavam should have relations with her to Mekayim the mitzvah, but you're Mekayim the mitzvah ready with the first Bia. So the Rabbana were geyser Bia Rishayna, Atu Bia Shniya. So that's why Yibm you can't do. But there is Zika here. In order to remove the Zika, you have to do Chalitza. The Yadrama asks a fundamental question. Why don't we say this concept that Rashi brings down by every Yibam? There is an Isser normally of Eishasach. So if the brother didn't have any children, his wife falls liyibim, so why don't we say that, yes, the first bia you can do, but you're already mekayim the mitzvah with the first bia. The second bia, there's no mitzvah anymore, and let's be geyser, bia rishon, ato bia shniya. So how can you ever do yibim? Let's say the same svar, the din should always be chaltzis v'loy mesiyav mais. On that, the Yad Ramah answers, there's a fundamental difference between the isser eishes ach, that is mutter, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam, and any other Isser. The Isser Eishes Ach, when the brother had no children, then it's Hutra. It's Mitzvah Sebekach. The Torah took away the entire Isser of Eishes Ach in a place where the brother didn't have any children. Lahakim la'achiv shame, to perpetuate the memory of the brother. The Torah said, here we're not giving any Isser of Eishes Ach. Memela doesn't matter, be a Rishayna, be a Shni, it's always mutter. However, by any other law, let's say Amana l'Kohen Gadol, Mamzer Nesin l'Yisrael, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedget, so there, it's possible to do the mitzvah in other cases without these lavin. In this particular case, you have a lav. So ein echanami, you'll say d'chuya, you'll say asei d'chaloisase, but then again, that would only be for the first bia. For the second bia, it'll be aser, and we're going to be a rishon, not to be a shnia. But that concept doesn't apply in the essence of the mitzvah of Yibum, which involves Eishesach, because by Eishesach, that particular losa says Hutra. The Torah never gave the Isser to begin with. There's no issue of Biyur Rishayna or Biyur Shniya. As we turn now to Daf Nun Gimlam at Beis, the Tana explains to us what he meant by these terms, Isser Mitzvah, that, as we mentioned before, is Shniya, is Medivrei Seifrim. And now the Gemara explains the words of the Tana, Vamai Korla Isser Mitzvah, why are those Shniyas called Isser Mitzvah? Shem Mitzvah Lishmah Nadiv Chacham, it's a mitzvah to listen to Chacham. Isser Kedusha, the Tana now tells us, why did I call it Isser Kedusha? What am I referring to? Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutza L'Kohen Hedget. And now the Amora explains the words of the Tana, Vamai Korla Hu Isser Kedusha. Dechsiv, it says, as Rashi brings down concerning the Isser of Kohuna, it says, Kedoshim Yiyu Leleheim. That refers to the mitzvah specifically of Kohuna. So therefore, they are known as Isser Kedusha, which is Amana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedget. V'Tanya Allah. We learned a brisa on this, which we just learned previously, that Rabbi Yehuda Machlev. Rabbi Yehuda says to the Tanna Kamma, what you call Isser Mitzvah, I refer to as Isser Kedusha. What you call Isser Kedusha, I call Isser Mitzvah. Shniyos, which you call Isser Mitzvah, I'm going to call that Isser Kedusha. As Rashi explains, because Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutulach, the Rabbanon are telling me to be holier and to separate myself even from something that is really permissible, as a precaution not to come to the aver that the Torah spoke about, a susi ugla Torah, we make a fence around the Torah. So the Chacham said, Kadesh Atzvecha, Isser Kedusha, Shniyos, not only your mother, even your grandmother. Now, what do I refer to as Isser Mitzvah? Not what you call Shniyos, because of Mitzvah Lishma Derecham. What I refer to as Isser Mitzvah, those are the Loisase. What you called Isser Kedusha, because of Kedoshim Yu, I have a different pasuk, as Rashi brings down, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, the fourth wide line of Rashi, when the Torah completes all the mitzvahs concerning Kohanim, it says, Eile HaMitzvahs. So when we refer to Isser Mitzvah, we refer to the Surim of a Kohen. So all Rabbi Yehuda is doing is switching the terminology. Again, both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda are referring to Isurim Derabbanan, Shniyos, and Isurei Kohana. It's just which one is called Isser Mitzvah and which one is called Isser Kedusha. That's a machlokes Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara. Chalufi Huda Machlof. They switch around the terminology. Rabbi Yehuda switches from the Tanna Kamma. But Hachlitza Boya, he's not arguing in halacha. He agrees that these Isurim, whatever they're referring to precisely, Isser Kedusha and Isser Mitzvah, I agree with the Tanna Kamma that Chaltzis Ulaimus Yabmais. Now I have a question. This is the question that Rav Oishia is asking us. You said before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that ein kedushin taifsin b'chai ve'lavin, but from here you see that kedushin is taifis b'chai ve'lavin. Michdi, chai ve'lavin, Rabbi Kiva. Now, before, we skipped a line. Ve'i salka daitach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, Svirle. If you're telling me, says Rabbi Ishiya, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva that ein kedushin taifas b'chai v'lavin, so michte chai v'lavin Rabbi Kiva k'chai v'krisis dami. They have the same strength as chai v'krisis. And v'chai v'krisis lavin echalitza v'yibn didn't. And by chai v'krisis we know you don't do yibn and you don't do chalitza either. They're mufka from the whole din of yibn. There's no zik in such a case. So if I consider chai v'lavin ein kedushin taifas, then it has the same strength as chai v'krisis. So why is the din that chaltzis v'loimis yabis, it shouldn't be chaltzis either. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda holds, like the Chachamim, that Kedushin Tavis B'chayv Lavim. And you told me on Amid Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda holds and Kedushin Tavis, and that's why he's only Oiver by a Chayv Lavim if he had relations with his mother on a Isser Aim and not an Isser Eishes Av. Why not? He should be Oiver on Eishes Av also because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kedushin Tavis B'chayv Lavim. Answers the Gemara, no. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds and Kedushin Tavis B'chayv Lavim. That's why for a Mamzeres or for a Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the son, if he had relations with his mother, would not be Oiver on the Isser Eishes Av because she's not considered Eishes Av and Kedushin Tavis B'chayv Lavim. I over here, we just proved that he holds Kedushin Tavis. Lidvar of the Tanakama Kamar. He's saying it, L'shitascha, you, the Tanakama, hold that Kedushin Tavis. And that's why Chaltz of Lemisi Abmais, V'leilis really, I don't hold like that. I hold that Kedushin is not Tavis. And therefore the din is, Loi Chaltz of Lemisi Abmais. But you hold Chaltz of Lemisi Abmais, I want to set you straight at least. At least you should know what the terms mean. You said Isser Mitzvah Shniyais. No, Isser Mitzvah is the Lavin of Kohen Gadol, Eila Mitzvahs. You said Isser Kedusha is the Lavin of the Yekoyin. No, Isser Kedusha is Kaddish Atzmach of Mutterlich. That's the Shniyais. I'm going to tell you what the right terminology is. But really, I argue with you in Halach as well, because I hold Ein Kedusha Tavsin, and therefore Loi Chaltzais V'loi Mesiab Mois. This is the first sheet of the Gemara in what Rav Yehuda in the Brisa is arguing on the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and now Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say a completely different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Kiyasi Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Kedisnan. When Rabbi Yitzchak came, he brought a brisa which indicates like the Tana of our Mishnah, not like the brisa that we had on Amud Aleph, that was Mechalik in Rabbi Yehuda, whether the father was permitted to marry the mother or not. And we got involved in the whole inyan of Chayvei Krisis, Chayvei Mises Bezdin, Chayvei Lavin, if Kedushin Tavsin or not Kedushin Tavsin, if he was legally married to her or not, that according to the Tana of the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda held that if the father was legally married to the mother, then the son would be Oiver when he had relations with the mother for both Aim and Eishes Av. It was only if the father was not legally married to the mother, then the son would only be Oiver on Aim and not Eishes Av. No, Rabbi Yitzchak is going to bring a brisa which learns like our Mishnah that didn't make any such distinction in Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda across the board holds that for Aim and Eishes Av, the son is only chai for Aim and never chai for Eishes Av. Continues the brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Ein Oichayiv Ela Mishum Ha'Aim Bilvad. The son is only over on Aim and not for Eishes Av. The time am I. And what is the reason of this brisa, which is the same as our Mishnah that's not Mechalik in a legal marriage of the father or a non-legal marriage of the father, but across the board, the son is only over on Aim and never on Eishes Av. Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, because we have a miyut in the pasuk, and the Gemara now is going to refer to two psukim in Parshas Achrei Mois, which discuss the azhara, the warning for a person to have relations with his mother or with the wife of his father. In Perek Yudches Pasuk Zayin, the pasuk says, "Ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha loisegala, imcha hi loisegala ervasa." So we learn out from those extra words Rashi explains of imcha hi, that mishum imoy atom echayv mishum eishes av, that if your mother is also the wife of your father, because normally the mother is the wife of the father, but it could be that someone can have a mother who's not the wife of the father. They weren't married, and the child was born out of wedlock. Or it could be the opposite. It could be Eishes Av, and it's not your mother. So the pasuk here is saying, Imcha hi, when it's both your mother and an Eishes Av, Mishum imoy atom echayv v'i atom echayv mishum Eishes Av, we make a diuk and a miut from the extra words Imcha hi, that in such a case you're only chayv for the Isser of imoy and not for the Isser of Eishes Av. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds across the board the son is only chayiv for imoy. Elamiyata asked the Gemara on Abaye Svara, if that's how you're going to darshan the extra words of Imchihi in Pasuk Zayin, how are you going to darshan the words in the very next Pasuk there in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Ches, where the Pasuk states, Ervas Eishas Avicha Loi Segala, your father's wife, you should not have relations with her, Ervas Avicha Hi. So again, the words Ervas Avicha are extra. And L'chaira, if you darshaned in the previous pasuk, Imchahi, that you're not over for Eishes Av, here we should darshan that Mishum Eishes Av Atamachayvai V'Atamachayvai Mishum Imoy. Similarly, we should say here that you're only Chayiv for Eishes Av and not Imoy. So it would come out, says the Gemara, that each pasuk is Memayet as follows. Ela Imoy Shehi Eishes Av Ko Yehocho Memayet La Ko Yehocho Memayet La. If you're in the Pasuk Zayin, then you have a miyut that you're only chayiv, where your mother is also your Eshesav, you're only chayiv for Aim and not Eshesav. And if you go to Pasuk Ches in the same case, where you have Imoy and Eshesav, you'll only be over for Eshesav and not Imoy, so you have a stira. From the first Pasuk, where it's two Isurim involved, you're only chayiv for Aim, and in the second pasuk, for the same two Isurim, you're only chayiv for Eshesav. So how would we answer the stira? That the answer is you're not chayiv for either, and then there's no stira. If she's only your mother and not an Eshesav, you're chayiv for Aim. If she's only your Eshesav and not your mother, you're chayiv for Eshesav. And if she's both, so then each pasuk is memayit, that you're not over. The first pasuk says you're not over for Eshesav, and the second pasuk says you're not over for Aim. So, but then, if that's the answer to the stira, then it'll come out unbelievable paradox. Hashta imoy she'ena Eshesav imachayiv. If it's a mother alone who's not an Eshesav, he's chayiv for imoy. If it's Eshesav if she'ena imoy, if it's a wife of a father, then it's chayiv for Eishes Av. And now you're telling me that imoy shehi Eishes Aviv loy mechayiv klal, that if it's both the Aim and the Eishes Av, then it won't be chayiv at all. So if it's only one, you're chayiv for one. But if it's both, then you're chayiv nothing. That doesn't make sense. How could that be? Vesua, I have a second question. The Rabbanan Nami, what are the Rabbanan going to do with the miyut? If this is the from where Rabbi Yehuda learns out that you're only chayiv for Aim and not for Eshesav, the Rabbanan Nami yaksiv imchahi, what do they do with that miyut? Ella, you're going to answer the Rabbanan, ahum eboile, l'krav shisha, bereid ravidi, as we're going to have on the next daf, nun dalet amid aleph, that Rav Shisha bereid ravidi learned a certain halacha from these words imchahi. And that's what the Rabbanan use it for. Slo Rabbi Yehuda Nami Ahuma Boila the Rav Shisha Breda Rav Idi. And we'll see what that limit is when we learn in tomorrow's shir what Rav Shisha Breda Rav Idi learned from those words Imchahi. But the Rabbanan use it for that limit. So Rabbi Yehuda needs it for that limit also. Ella, we cannot learn like Abaya that the limit of Rabbi Yehuda is from the words Imchahi. Ella Ravacha Breda Rav Ika Amakra Ervasa. In that Pasuk, Perik Yudchas Pasuk Zayin, it states, Ervis Avicha v'Ervis Imcha Loi Segala Imchahi, and the Pasuk concludes, Loi Segala Ervasa, in the singular. And therefore we learn out that you're only chayv for one, Mishum Erva Achas Atum Chayv V'Atum Chayv Mishum Shtei Ervas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's both Aim and Eshesav, then you're only chayv for Ervasa, only for one, and you'll only be chayv in that case for Imcha, says the Gemara, if that's the pshat, elamiyata. In the next case of our Mishnah, by the daughter-in-law, let's say the same thing. Ervas kalosho loisigalit, the pasuk states. Eishes bin chahi, she is the wife of your son, loisigalit ervasa. So should we say the same diuk, same miut, that hachinami mishum erva achsatu mechavi v'yatu mechavi mishum shtei ervois, that you're only chayv for one and not for two, that the Mishnah Beferus says not like that. V'atnan, we learned in our Mishnah on Amid Aleph, haboal kalosai, if he has relations with his daughter-in-law, chayiv aleh mishum kalosai mishum eishes ish. He's chayav for two things, for daughter-in-law, and she's also married to his son. She's an Eishes Ish. And we learned, bein b'chayav b'noi, bein lachar mises b'noi, as we explained, that that means that the iser of kalosai remains even after the death of the son. The iser, Eishes Ish, goes off, but the iser kalosai remains. So we see that you are chayav for having relations with one person, you're chayiv for two isurim. Even though it says in the pasuk, loy sigala ervasa, v'loy polik Rabbi Yehuda. There Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda only argues by aim and eishes av, but by kalosi and eishes ish, b'chaye b'noi, Rabbi Yehuda is maida, that the father would be over on two isurim. Aye, it says in the pasuk, lo yisigal ervasa. So what do you have to answer? Alakiv and the chad gufahu. Since there's one object of the averu, which is the daughter-in-law, so ein echanami, he's over on two isurim. And b'shaygi, he'll have to bring l'mashal two chatois. But afal gav the trei isurim ninu, ksiv ervasa. So even though we're discussing two isurim, the Torah wrote it in the singular, her erva, because it's one person. But ein echanami, by one person, you're over two isurim. So just like you have to say that by kalos, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that, he doesn't argue. So hachanami, in the case of eim and eishes av, don't tell me we're memayet eishes av because it says ervasa. We're going to say the same thing. Kivin the chad gufahu. Since it's one body, one person, one object of the Avera, Afagav de Trei Surin, and Uksiv Ervasar. The Torah wrote it in the singular to indicate that we're speaking about one person. But Ein Echanami, you should be over to Isurim. So we cannot learn that the, like Rav Acha Breid Ravika, that the Miut is from Ervasar. El Amarava, Rava says a revolutionary pshat to answer the kashas. We go back, as Rashi explains here, to the original pasuk that Abaya brought, Imchahi. But on Imchahi, we had two problems. Number one, it would come out of paradox that we should make the same miut from Ervas Avichahi, not Aim. And it would come out that an Aim and an Eishes Av would get nothing. That can't be. That was our first kasha. The second kasha is, why don't the Rabbanan say Imchahi to Mimayit? The Isser of Eishes Av. So Rava says the pshat is as follows. And Rava is going to introduce for the first time a third pasuk besides the two that we've already had in Achrei Mois. This one is in Parshas Kedoshim. And the Gemara in the next Amud on Nundal and Amud Alf will discuss these three psukim in length. The pasuk in Kedoshim is in Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Ish Asher Yishkav as Eishes Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila, Mois Yumsu Shneim Demeim Bam. There it's speaking not about the Azhara, that's in Parsha Achri Mois, it's speaking about the Oynish that they receive, Skila. So, Rava is going to tell us as follows, that the Pasuk in Parshas Achri Mois, which we've been discussing, Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha, Lois Segala, Imcha Hi, Lois Segala Ervasa, that we're going to divide that pasuk up into three parts. The first part is Ervas Avicha, and on that there's an Isser Lois Segala. The second part is Ervas Imcha, and on that there's also Lois Segala. And the third is Imcha Hi. So the Rabbanan on Nundal and Amud Aleph are going to learn that Ervas Avicha refers to sodomy, to Mishkav Schur with his father. That's the erva of Davicha that Lois Segal. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda uses Exer Shavah. And this is where we bring in the pasuk in Kedoshim, in the Einish. Just like it says in Parshas Kedoshim, V'isha Sheyishkav Eishes Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila. I make Exer Shavah from that Ervas Aviv, which is referring to the father's wife. I make Exer Shavah to Achri Mois, that when it says at the beginning of the pasuk, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Zion, Ervas Avicha, Ve'ervas Imcha Lois Segale, it's not speaking about Mishkav Schur with the father, Ervas Avicha, it's speaking about the same Ervas Aviv Gila in Parsh Kedoshim Egzei Rishav, it's speaking about Eishes Av. So the first part of the pasuk, Ervas Avicha, is Eishes Av. The second part, Ervas Imcha, is Aim. And now let's see how Rava darshins the pasuk and why Rabbi Yehuda is memayit from Imcha Hi and not Eishes Av. And all the kashas will be answered according to this new pshat of Rava. El Amar Rava. Kasav Rab Yehuda Ervas Avicha, the first two words of the Pasuk, in Pasuk Zion, Zu Eishes Avicha. It's not Mishkav Schur with the father, but rather it is the father's wife. Umaisilob Xerushav. And on that there's Xerushav, as we said, from Parshas Kedoshim. Just like in Parshas Kedoshim, the words of Ervas of Gila refers to Ashes Av, Huadin in Achre Mois, in the Azhara, Ervas Avika refers to Ashes Av. So the Torah speaks about Ashes Av. The simple reading of the Pasuk would seem to indicate it's speaking about Aim. It's not referring to Ashes Av. But based on this Xerushav, Rava learns in Rabbi Yehuda that the Pasuk is speaking about Eishes Av. Umashma, once we say it's speaking about Eishes Av, Bein Eishes Aviv Shehi Imoy, Bein Eishes Aviv Shein Imoy, that you're over on Eishes Av, whether this woman is your mother or whether she's not your mother. Even if she's your mother, the simple reading of the beginning of the Pasuk, according to this Pshat, is that you would be Oivra Neishas Aviv. We're going to see that by the time we get to the end of the Pasuk, this is not true. You're not Oivra on Eishas Aviv when she's also Imoy. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But at the beginning of the Pasuk, we start out, Ervas Avicha, Eishas Av, you're Chayiv, whether it's Imoy, whether it's not Imoy. Now let's go to the second part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ervas Imcha Loi Segala. On that we learn, let's say she's your mother, and she's not the wife of your father. She was born out of wedlock. He was ma'anis, your mother, but she is your mother, even though she's not Eishes Aviv. Menayin, how do you know if you had relations with that woman that you're over on Imoy? Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says the second part of the Pasuk, Ervas Imcha Loi Segala. So the second part is speaking about Aim. And the aim is not Eishes Av. Now comes the third part of the Pasuk, Imcha Hi. Why does the Torah repeat these words, Imcha Hi? We're speaking about the case of the first part of the Pasuk, where it's aim and Eishes Av. And we learn out, Mishum Imoy Atam Chayiv, V'Yatam Chayiv, Mishum Eishes Av. Now we make the miut that you're Chayiv for aim, and you're not chayiv for Eishes Aviv, and now we'll have to explain Ervas Avicha at the beginning of the Pasuk, that you're only over for Eishes Av if she's not your aim. If she's both your aim and your Eishes Av, the end of the Pasuk, Imcha, he tells you that we're Mamayit Eishes Av. You're only chayiv for aim. If she's not your aim, that's the only case where she's where you're chayiv for Eishes Av. And now all the kashas that we started with are answered. The first kasha was, why don't we make the same diuk in the second pasuk, in pasuk ches? Ervas eishes avicha loy segala, ervas avicha hi, you'll be over for eishes av and not for aim. The answer is, we only make that diuk in the first pasuk, because the first pasuk, according to the way Rav explains Rabbi Yehuda, is speaking both about aim and eishes av at the beginning of the pasuk. And the third part of that pasuk is memayit, that only aim and not eishes av. What you were learning at the beginning of the Pasuk, a case of Eishes Av and Aim, by the end of the Pasuk, I'm telling you, no, Imcha Hi, you're only Chayiv in that case for Aim. When are you Chayiv for Eishes Av? If it's only Eishes Av. The second Pasuk, according to this Pshat, has nothing to do with Aim. The second Pasuk, as Rashi brings down, the Gemara is going to explain on Daf Nun Dalet, is Ahazhara for Eishes Av La'achar Misa. So we're not discussing aim whatsoever. And therefore, we're not just making a miut, Imcha Hi, and not Eishes Av. Because then you're right. Let's make the same miut here. Ervas Avicha Hi, and not aim. And then we have the whole problem that we had before. That'll come out an aim and an Eishes Av. You're not chai for either. The answer is we only make that miut in the first pasuk. The first pasuk seems to be speaking about aim and Eishes Av. So the end of that pasuk is telling you, I want to teach you to write pshat, that in such a case you're only chayv for aim and not for Eishes Av. The second pasuk has nothing to do with aim. It's teaching us a halacha of azhara of Eishes Av la'achar misa, and therefore I don't make a diuk that you're only over for Eishes Av and not aim. The pasuk is not speaking about aim whatsoever. And the second kasha is answered. Why? What do the Rabbanim do with Imchihi? The answer is the Rabbanim don't have that whole miyut, because that miyut is predicated that I learned pshat in Ervas Avicha, that it's speaking about Eishas Av. But the Rabbanim learned that Ervas Avicha refers to sodomy, refers to Mishkav Schor with the father, has nothing to do with Eishas Av and Aim. And then the third part of the pasuk will tell you Imchihi and not Eishas Av. We're not talking about Eishas Av and Aim in the beginning of the pasuk. So that whole miyut does not apply. The miyut only applies according to Reb Yehuda, who learns Ervas Avicha for both Eishes Av and Aim, then he uses the third part to be Mamayit. The Rabbanan use Ervas Avicha for a totally different thing, which is Mishkav Schur, Memela, they don't use Imchahi to be Mamayit and not Eishes Av.